to Joe's WB2HRO. Joe checked into my Tuesday Night Net, the RRA Tuesday Night Net. I shouldn't say mine because I didn't net control it this week. And I encouraged him to come here, and since he was successful, I don't have anything I have to post. So there's that, and I don't know if we still have on board, but I encourage Howard WA to KSK to join in. I heard he checked in, so I hope he finds it interesting. I don't think tonight was typical. I think there's been nights that might be more interesting to a newcomer, but I do encourage him to come back again and take another listen. It's always different, and it's always interesting to somebody. W2TTT from K2EIR.
Absolutely. Very, very true. I thought that may be the case, but you always have a tendency to ask a question toward the end of the net, so I figured if you didn't have one to start. So that's good. It's all good. Alrighty. Steve, do we have anything more? I think that's it. Everything's checked off. Okay, you want to send it to me and I'll send it up to the list, or I can start adding things like the, well, you can do it too, the amateurradio.tv and the Comtech group, whichever you want to, how you want to handle that. That's the only thing I have to add at this point. If you've got it covered, you can send it up to the Comtech group. I'm good.
I will send it to you as a Microsoft Word document. Is that okay?
Oh, thank you. That would be lovely.
WI2W.
Okay. And thank you for taking those detailed notes. You probably did a better job than I do on a typical night. All right. Well, I want to thank everybody. It's been an interesting night. A little different than normal, but a little geekified, but that's okay. We're hams. We're allowed. It's a geek-friendly zone. And so the STEM conversation was pretty good. And, you know, the idea of radio over IP is just Mark brought up. And, you know, the even Joe's TS-830, I mean, it may be a bit of a throwback, but let me tell you, you'd be pretty hard-pressed to find as good a receiver. So for the receiver alone, it is worthwhile, especially if you're going to be, you know, on the higher bands and you're using it with transverters. My lord. It's an economical way to go, and at the same time, it's a really nice, robust HF radio that, you know, will work very, very well for you. So, anyway, again, if someone wants to, you know, be on the Comtech group, drop me an email at w2ttt@awrl.net, or go find Comtech group on the Yahoo Groups list. You're welcome to do that as well. And the recordings are on amateurradio.tangovictor, amateurradio.tv. And let me thank Steve again for taking the notes. And also, just remind everybody that while we haven't gotten snow yet, it's 34 degrees in my driveway, as I am now there. And temperature is, in fact, dropping. I would not be surprised if Westwood or North has snow, or sleet, or some wet, frozen stuff. So, anyway, winter's coming. As Bob W., B2AIU used to remind us, he still does, via the email I see every so often, to charge your batteries. Get your batteries all charged, get everything up to snuff, check your generators, make sure they're all working, make sure you got some fuel for it. All that stuff is all done. Alrighty. Anybody else have anything?
WB2HRO, can you tell me what the echo link is?
Surely, Joe. It's K2 Foxtrot Juliet dash Lima.
K2FL, the dash L?
Negative. Foxtrot Juliet dash Lima.
Okay. K2FJ dash L. Okay, very good.
And yeah, that might be a good, I mean, you know what it is, you've got some crackles in your signal and your audio's kind of light.
you know, you got that high, but low amplitude voice.
Yeah, and I have to be careful not to, if I don't close talk the microphone and speak up and this in the car, it's really awful. So, that's kind of what it was happening to your audio, okay?
No problem. Alright, I'll do that. I'll try the echo link. I'll put it in my favorite.
Yeah, by the way, that last transmission was really good. The audio was better, and the, what do you call it, the signal strength, for whatever reason, was better, too, a little bit. So, whatever you do, just eat the microphone and speak up.
Yeah, I don't like eating microphones. They don't taste too good, but I'll do it for the sake of the next. And I'll try to remember to sign in next week, too. I'm an early riser also, so, you know, it's sometimes hard. Okay, WB2HRO.
Well, that last transmission was even better yet, so my congratulations to you, yeah. I hear you. And with nothing else, you can start off on radio and finish the net listening on EchoLink, right? Take a phone or a mobile device, put it on your nightstand or next to your pillow and listen to that while you kind of drift off. The repeater will time out eventually, so it's all good. All right, well, thank you very much again for checking in. I want to welcome a lot of new people on the net tonight. It's been a pleasure. I want to thank the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club for hosting the repeater and hosting the net, and, of course, the active membership of the Bergen Amateur Radio Association for participating, and those beyond for participating as well. We invite you to support both these clubs be part of the solution, as they say. But we welcome you here for your friendship and fellowship and your intellectual capacity, whatever it may be, because everybody's got skills. So 73, and have a great night. This is K2BAR, W2TTT, saying 73, and returning the repeater to what passes for normal amateur radio use.